This is a big week on tap for the markets. We have earnings season continuing to rage on. We have a Fed meeting. We have a jobs report. What are you watching?
Well, Brian, I think you really touched on the three big themes here that investors are going to be watching this week. The Friday jobs report for October, the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy decision, and then, of course, a slew of additional earnings results are also on tap. But I'll work my way backwards because, of course, the jobs report is something that market participants are always watching closely. And, of course, after we got back-to-back disappointments in both the August and the September jobs report, hoping to see a little bit of a reversal of that trend, consensus economists looking for non-farm payrolls to rise by 450,000 after a disappointing 194,000 non-farm payrolls were brought back in September versus what had at the time been the consensus estimate for 500,000. And then, of course, also looking for an incremental improvement in the unemployment rate, that likely coming in at 4.7% from 4.8%, but still above that 50-year low of 3.5% that we had back in February 2020. And, of course, seeing another pickup here in average hourly wages on a year-over-year basis. But, Brian, we aren't going to be seeing this Friday jobs report out before we get the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy decision. So that does mean that they'll be working with just the data that they've had recently. We've had a mixed picture here. Of course, we had third-quarter gross domestic product disappointing last week, at least for the U.S., showing more of a deceleration than had been expected. In terms of what to expect from that FOMC meeting, of course, a number of economists are looking to see the Fed make that tapering announcement, actually having that formal announcement to the rollback of these asset purchases that had been taking place since March 2020. Potentially some more color here coming out from the FOMC about when interest rates might be lifted from zero. Of course, given the fact that the FOMC has telegraphed that the asset purchase tapering will likely begin at least at the beginning of next year and be announced by the end of this year, really the big question here is when those interest rates are going to be raised. So potentially a little bit more of an answer to that question or some commentary coming out in the middle of this week on that front. Brian?
Yeah, this is the Super Bowl week for our Fed correspondent, Brian Chung. No doubt about it. I know he is pretty jazzed up about it. And Emily, I am jazzed up about a couple things. You know, I'll talk about the jobs report in a second. For me, I'm looking at Clorox earnings after the close, another consumer products company likely to step up after the close today and say, hey, guys, guess what? We're still seeing large amounts of inflation, here impacting our business. Keep in mind, it was just about 3 months ago where Clorox came here and reported really significant sales declines in all areas of its business as it goes up against those tough comparisons to a year ago when everybody was stocking up on cleaning products and disinfecting wipes. So Clorox has a lot to prove, I think, here to investors. Stocks down about 20% year to date. They have to step up and they have to show, I think, investors, Emily, that they can successfully raise prices in this environment. And things, the sales trajectory stands to improve at some point in 2022, because I know that quarter they reported 3 months ago was really, as they would say, not a good look. And then lastly, Emily, really the jobs report to me, I think, is very telling. And we'll talk more about what I wrote in the Morning Brief newsletter a little later on. Really, this labor shortage, it continues. You look at what happened with American Airlines over the weekend. This labor shortage is continuing, and it's impacting a lot of companies. And for those people who think that it is nearing an end or it's getting any better, I mean, I encourage them to catch a clue, Emily, because it's just not happening.
Oh, absolutely, Brian. And I know we'll be talking more about American Airlines later this hour as well. But on your point about earnings, in terms of where things are shaping up right now, if we take a look at the earnings scorecard, this has been a pretty strong third quarter earnings season overall. Of course, those supply chain constraints, labor shortages, and rising input costs have been something weighing on a number of companies and their guidance. But overall, we've had just over half of all S&P 500 companies having reported third quarter results. 82 of these have topped consensus estimates. And if we look at the expected earnings growth rate so far, based on the companies that have reported results and the projections for the rest of the season, that's now at more than 36%. So shaping up to be the best year-over-year increase in profits, the third best rather than since 2010. So again, even though there have been these concerns about margin compression, about these rising costs and constraints, we've seen a number of companies really topping estimates here by a pretty significant margin. And then, of course, if we look at the earnings calendar for the rest of the week, in addition to Clorox after the bell today, we have Uber and Lyft, the ride-hailing giants. We also have Square, Etsy, and Pinterest, and Airbnb. So even though we got the big tech earnings last week, we do have a number of those slightly smaller smaller cap tech stocks coming out this week as well. Investors really going to be looking to see whether we get results more on the side of Amazon and Apple, which had, of course, disappointed compared to Wall Street's estimates, both on third quarter results and guidance, or results that are more like Microsoft and Alphabet, which, of course, had surprised to the upside. So again, Brian, as you were saying, really a lot for investors to be watching here. But at least on the earnings front, the bar has been set pretty high based on the results we've gotten so far.
That much is for sure. And real quickly, I'll just add Pinterest to my list of things to watch, especially off that scuttled deal, those deal talks between PayPal and Pinterest. It could be interesting to see if Pinterest comes up here and shows some reacceleration in their growth rates. If not, I mean, that stock can go down and maybe PayPal jumps back in and makes a play.